Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 6 of 1 Peter chapter 1. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now, for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which perishes though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls.
Continuing the subject of yesterday's devotion, what purposes could God have in allowing those of us who are believers to face hard times? 1. God allows trials to test our faith. However, he doesn't do so with the expectation that we will fail. Rather, he wants us to learn greater dependence on him. Unproven, untried faith can't grow without a challenge. If it hasn't been tested, how do we know that he will be faithful to help us endure the things we'll face? 2. He uses trials to display his sustaining power. As we were reminded in yesterday's devotion, everyone faces painful seasons in life. By drawing on God's strength during these times, we can live out a powerful testimony in front of those who do not know Christ. 3. Our trials equip us to help others. When we go through hardship, we become specifically equipped to sympathize with and encourage others who may later face a similar ordeal. This principle was an important part of the Apostle Paul's ministry. And 4, God allows trials in our life to purify us. Hardships put pressure on us, especially in areas where we try to hide sin. The Lord knows these things must be brought to the surface and faced openly in confession and honestly in repentance if we're to become mature believers. God has a purpose for every trial he allows to come your way. Stand firm and let him accomplish his will in your life by whatever means he deems necessary.